I'm ready to hear it.
There we go.
We'd like to welcome everyone out to our weekly commission meeting. We want to excuse Commissioner Kamalu, who is, I'm not sure, she's someplace, but she's not here. So we'll start by having a pledge, and we'll ask Shawna Brady if she will lead us in the pledge.
Please repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're again appreciative of everyone being here this morning. We'll begin with public comment. This is a period of time, if anyone would like to step forward and give us any comments to the commission. Now's the time. Please keep it to 3 minutes, and we need your name and address for the record. If there is no one, we'll move down to our business and action items. First up is the attorney's office with Chief Deputy Neil Geddes.
Yes, so this first item is an application to ask the Indigent Defense or Indigent Capital Defense Fund to pay for a defendant that we have filed an aggravated murder case against. We are part of the fund. We just need to sign this application so that the fund can pay the cost of defense.
Okay, any questions?
Oh, I'm on that board, so we'll be looking for that.
And then the second is just a simple clarification or cleanup for the opioid state of Utah settlement that we joined last year. The settlement that we had actually had a date that was 2021. It should have been 2022. So we're just correcting that so that our records accurately reflect the date that we joined that state settlement.
Okay.
Make a motion that we approve items one and two.
Second. There's been a motion and a vote on items one and two. It was unanimous. They're approved. We'll now move on. In the commission office, item number three, we are going to cancel our February 14th meeting. It is UAC conferences, and the commission will be out of town.
Do we have one on that one? So
yeah, we need to. So. I'll second it. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous. We'll now move down to our community and economic development. Ask Kent Anderson to please come forward.
Morning, Commission. I'm going to ask that we, I'm going to go through the items except for number eight. I'm going to have Planning Manager Jeff Euler address that when he gets in here. So hopefully he'll be here in just a couple of minutes. I know he was meeting with an applicant for a home application.
Talk slowly.
Item number four is an approval of a transfer of property to Utah State University in conjunction with the lease and management agreement regarding the Agricultural Heritage Center. So this is the terms of the replacement cost of the equipment and its relocation calculated at $978,182. I want to be clear that this is outlining all of the equestrian items that we've had at the Legacy Event Center to now transfer over to Utah State to be able to use in conjunction with the Agricultural Heritage Center. Now that amount is the actual replacement. That's not the existing value of that material. It's just the cost for if we were going to replacement. So I think a good example is the S&S Mayor Motel Stall Barn, 72 stalls, $244,000. We have that in there. If we were going to go ahead and just contract with S&S to build new stall barns up there, that's what it would cost. However, on the backside, we're going to be able to relocate those, partnering with an entity for $112,000. So that's a savings for the county if we would otherwise have to go out and purchase it. So that's just an example of what we're doing here. Item number five is an approval of the contract with New Life Consignment for the consignment sales of children's clothing, toys, miscellaneous goods, etc. Terms receivable in the amount of $7,021.83, beginning 4/24/2023 to 4/29/2023. Item number six, approval of an agreement with Tracy Aviary for the 2023 Great Salt Lake Bird Festival donation. Terms receivable in the amount of $2,000 beginning 5/18/2023 to 5/21/2023. Item number seven, approval of the agreement with the Great Salt Lake Audubon for a 2023 Great Salt Lake Bird Festival donation. Terms receivable in the amount of $1,000 beginning 5/18/2023 to 5/21/2023. As I mentioned, I'll hold on number eight. Move to number nine. Nine and 10 are both agreements for the ski bus service that we have with UTA. So these are both with our partners, Layton and Snow Basin. Following the approval of these, we'll bring back for the commission review of the overall agreement with UTA. Item number nine, approval of an amendment with Layton City to fund UTA ski bus service from Layton Snow Basin during the 2022-2023 ski season. Terms receivable, the amount of $14,613 beginning 12/10/2022 to 3/26/2023. And then item number 10, approval of the amendment with Snow Basin Resort Company to fund UTA ski bus service from Layton to Snow Basin during the 2022-2023 ski season. Terms receivable in the amount of $14,613 beginning 12/10/2022 to 3/26/2023. I ask the commissioner to approve items 4 through 10, holding on item number 8 until we can have planning manager Jeff Weather come and present.
Okay.
I'll move approval of items 4 through 10, holding on item number 8.
And I'll second that. There's been a motion and a second to approve items 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. It's presented to us by Kent Anderson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, that's unanimous. One thing I'd like to maybe just back up and do, I think on the items 1 and 2, as Brian walks up here, no, you're okay, Brian. I don't know if we ever voted on that. So there was a motion and a second. All in favor of items 1 and 2, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Just in case we didn't do that.
Okay.
I will now invite Brian Hatch to present item number 11 to us.
Brian Hatch, Director of Health. First of all, canceling for Valentine's Day and you're going to a meeting, I'm not happy with you two not taking your sweetheart somewhere.
We'll be together.
Sorry.
All right.
This guy even more I have here before you is a contract with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services for HIV prevention. It's receivable in the amount of $5,875 beginning 1/1/23 running through 12/31/2027.
Okay, any questions on that?
Nope, I'll move approval.
I second it. It's been moved and seconded that we approve item number 11, contract with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. Thank you. You're looking dang good, Brian.
Thank you.
We'll now move down and ask Mark Lanks, then our IT director, to come up.
Hi, Commissioners. I am Mark Lanks, IT director. What you have before you is a consolidated contract of all of our software, GIS software, for the county to move into an enterprise agreement. Terms of this is a payable of $390,000. Beginning that, and these dates are wrong, it's beginning in the inception of the contract, so it'll be 1/17/23 and goes for 3 years, so it'll go to 1/16/2026, with $110,000 owed this year. And then and equal amounts owed the following 2 years.
Okay. Any questions?
No. Nope. I'll move approval.
I'll second it. Moved and seconded that we approve the agreement with the Airsay Enterprise for the RSI products, license and maintenance. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that includes the correction of the dates. Thank you. Appreciate that, Mark. We'll now move to Josh Johnson, Library Director.
Thank you. Excuse me. So this is a grant application approval. So that we are not receiving the grant. This is us showing you what we're planning on doing. It is a big read, National Endowment for the Arts Big Read Grant. We're applying for $5,000. It requires a matching $5,000. We intend to seek an author to come to the event, the author of the book that we've chosen, that we plan to choose again. It's all in the air a little bit until we get the grant. Those author programs are somewhat expensive, and there are other requirements of activities surrounding the reading that this money would cover. So,
just Neil, just real quick, do we have to, as a commission, authorize for the department to apply for a grant?
From my perspective, we've told the department it's kind of up to them if they want to just be transparent. But I know there are some. Voices of thought that would like
so but it's not it's I mean it's fine to come in, it's just we don't require this in a sense.
Yeah, the requirement would be on the back end if it's approved for certain.
Right. The financial policy talks about bringing this to the commission ahead of time,
so that's fine. I'm just curious.
So that's the reason we do it. So
okay.
Yeah, I've I've had a couple of conversations with a couple of people in the county. Happy to give you more information if you want.
That would be great. I can have conversations with them also. Randy?
I'll move approval of item 13.
And I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded that we approve item 13, authorization for grant application. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you. We'll now move down to the Sheriff's Office and ask Chief Deputy Andy to come forward. You got some big shoes to fill. I want you to know that. So.
Good morning, Commission, and yes, I am Andy Ouellette from Sheriff's Office. Number 14 is approval of MOU with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services for the DHHS CAMPAC. The terms beginning December 1st of 2022 through July 31st of 2027. Number 15 is approval of amendment with Fruit Heights City for Law Enforcement Services in Fruit Heights City, extending the current agreement for 6 months. This is a receivable amount of $104,556. Began July 1st of 2022. It goes through June 30th of 2023. Number 16 is the approval of a release of liability waiver rights participation agreement for SCRAM program participant one. Terms is a receivable in a varied amount based on tests, use, and monitoring fees. Begins upon final signature and runs until this individual is no longer under court order to participate in the program.
So let's assume this is participant one for the new year? Or just participant one?
Yeah, it seems like it's participant one, and then if I have
multiple
a handful
and then
more
that's
next okay. in 2 weeks, it'll Got be, it. They start over participant one again. Number 17 is an approval of an agreement with Animal Park Marketplace. This is a donation of dog food for the DCSO canine program. It's receivable in the amount of $2,782.33. It'll be sometime between January 17th of 2023 through December 31st of 2023, so through this year. And then the last one, number 18, is the approval of a standard service provider contract with Prism Systems Corporation for maintenance, troubleshooting support for the security systems at the Sheriff's Office complex. Terms is a payable in the amount of $38,400 beginning January 1st, 23, ends December 31st, 2023.
Thank you. Any questions, Commissioner?
Nope. I'll move approval of items 14 through 18.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded to approve items 14 through 18. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. Well, I'll move over to our consent items.
He said Jeff to come up, finish off his.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We were moving along and then...
Thank you.
Don't be nervous.
Okay.
Everybody was ready to be done.
I have an important guest in my office. With regards to the Valley View subdivision that was approved last week, it came to my attention that we've actually approved this subdivision twice. We approved it last week on January 10th. We had previously approved it on November 8th. So in order to keep the record straight, we put together a memorandum, which you have, which our attorneys believe that what would be the proper thing to do is approve your final plat approval for the Valley Bill Subdivision First Amendment again, and delete the actions that took place on January 10th and November 8th, so that we just have one record of that action. That's what you've got before you.
Okay.
You got any questions on that,
yes.
Commissioner? I mean, that's a first. I don't ever remember this type of thing happening before.
Jeff,
hey, it's 2023.
So we're canceling and approving.
Yes.
All right, so I move that we cancel November 8th, January 10th, and move approval of the final plat approval for Valley Subdivision First Amendment today, January the 17th, 2023.
And I'll second that and not repeat it because I can't remember what he said. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
All right, move approval of consent items January 17th, 2023.
I'll second it. So move and second that we approve the consent
Let's
items.
See. Let's see. Oh, so we got January 17th, then we got indigent hardship abatement register, which I don't believe Yeah, so what those we've held hearings on, so as the paperwork says, we've got two approvals and two denials. So move approval of those, and then also December 20th, 2022, regular commission meeting minutes, and January 3rd, 2023, regular commission meeting minutes.
And I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded that we approve item one and two under consent items. All in favor say aye.
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 I move that we recess to Board of Equalization.
I'll second it. It's been moved and seconded that we go into the Board of Equalization. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we'll turn it over to Angie.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today under auditor adjustments, a report with various recommended approved appeals totaling $1,197,541. You also have a no change in value report with various recommended no change in values, and you have a hearing findings report with various findings totaling $0. Under corrections, you have 14 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2022 and one exemption for a property purchase for year 2022. Under treasurer adjustments, you have various adjustments totaling negative $9.51. And lastly, under assessor's adjustments, under corrections, you have various corrections totaling $436,461. And that concludes your property tax register for January 17th, 2023.
Okay, appreciate that. I'll second it. It's been moved and approved that we approve the property tax register presented to us today. All in favor say aye.
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 I move that we reconvene commission meeting.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're now on regular commission meeting. I'll check on any comments. Neil, Angie.
No comments.
If you keep having comments, go ahead.
I could have walked slower. Commissioner, just one question, just for clarification purposes, on that item number eight, just for the record, the action that you took today supersedes previous actions,
correct,
on this item, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we just want to make sure that,
yep,
for the record.
Okay.
Other than that,
okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
I'll walk slowly now.
Okay.
No comment.
Any comment, Nancy?
No comment.
Okay, and I have no comments. So with that, it is now 10:17, and we are adjourned. Good job.
Thank you.